Miguel Ruiz says in his book, The Four Agreements, to always do your best. And always doing your best will leave you not having to live with regret. He says your best is going to change from time to time. For an example, if you've had a rough day at work, your back's hurting, your feet hurting, and you come home, your best is going to look different than if you've had a great day at work. Everything went smooth. You come home to a nice prepared dinner, and all you have to do is sit down, relax, and enjoy the rest of your evening. But by doing your best, regardless of what the circumstances are, you won't have regret. Today, we also want to celebrate single moms. We all know how challenging it can be if there are two parents in the household, but a single parent, regardless of what the circumstances are that created you raising your children alone, you're doing an awesome job, and we want to celebrate you today. We want to salute you today for the job that you're doing of raising your children alone. Another celebration we want to extend today is to all those beautiful souls who have adopted children that they did not give birth to. All those women who have taken other people's kids under their wings and nurtured them and loved them and sowed into their lives to the best of their ability. And we have excellent examples of this, especially right here at Unity Renaissance. And one of those people I would just like to recognize today is Miss Linda Tucci. She goes above and beyond when it comes to showing love and commitment to our children. In our classes here, at least three Sundays a month, she's here loving on them and being proud of them and cheering them on, not just here at church, but whenever she hears that they do something well, she'll give them a call or write them a note to let them know how proud she is. Another example we have here is Miss Valerie Winters. She is doing a phenomenal job of sowing into a little soul here. And just, we are watching him grow and blossom. And every time he gets on the stage or speaks, our hearts are just filled with love and admiration because people are taking the time to sow into our children, even when you didn't give birth to them. This is so awesome today. And I think, when I look in my dictionary and I see the word godmother, I see Linda Tucci and Valerie Winters show up. And I'm sure that there are many others out there who are doing the same thing. I may not know your names, but what I would like to say is we salute you today. We honor you today for sowing into the life of children. And remember, you too are the gift. I'd also like to acknowledge Miss Lisa Carter and Miss B. Clendenden. They oversee the spiritual education of our children here at Unity Renaissance, and they do a phenomenal job of doing the programs. They spend endless hours here and at home preparing programs to try to keep our kids connected and spiritually grounded. So I really have to acknowledge the hard work that they are doing. And it really makes me grateful to be a part of Unity Renaissance. And whenever I see the children, especially any of them that I've helped to teach, and I teach kindergarten class, as I see them grow and develop, anything they do, my chest is stuck out. I'm so proud of them when they get up here and express themselves every Sunday when Reverend Paula says, "And what would you like to share?" I'm just beaming back there because it's like they're mine. And actually, they are, because we're all family. That's what Unity Renaissance is, one big family. And I'd also like to celebrate and salute the women who chose not to have children, who consciously made a decision, this is not for me. I admire your courage and your confidence to stand your own ground, to be true to who you are. And we honor and celebrate your decision today. And we also salute you. And last but not least, we realize that there are lots of people out here who didn't have loving mothers or kind grandmothers. And they're still carrying scars from their childhood that they have not had the opportunity or have not taken care of. And what I'd like to lovingly suggest is please seek therapy. Please get some help to help you move through the childhood pain that you've experienced, because until you heal it, it stays with you for the rest of your life. And as my buddy Les Brown would say, until you handle it with grace, it'll stay in your face. So let's take care of whatever it is that's blocking us from living our best lives and doing our best right now. Being with women and in women groups over the years, oftentimes when we get together, especially those that are mothers, you hear them talking about, man, I wish I had known that a long time ago. I wish somebody had told me that years ago. Man, I wish, they wish they had had other tools or information that they feel could have made them a better parent in the past. So a few of the things I'd like to share with you of I wish I had known earlier in life. One of them is set the intention to be a good role model for your children. Oftentimes you don't think about that. It's like, I gotta cook, clean, get lunches, get them off to school and do this and that. And then you have some old school parents that would say, don't do as I do as I say. That doesn't fly today. Well, actually, it didn't fly then, but people used to say, don't do as I do as I say. We need to set the example for them of how they want to live their best lives and be healthy. Another thing you would hear them say, I wish I had known the importance of setting boundaries and discipline. You know, you find some parents that say, my parents were so strict, when I have my kids, I'm gonna let them do whatever they want to do. And they actually do that. And the sad thing is, at that time, they don't realize that they're setting their child up to have a troublesome future by not setting boundaries. Kids need discipline. And when we don't have it, when we don't set boundaries, I'll give you an example. I was working with a lady who lived in Florida, and she has two sons. And she will brag and tell you, I've never said no to my sons. Anything they need, I'm there for them. I'm a single parent, I have to do. And when we used to talk with her, we'd say, yeah, but you still need to, you know, set some boundaries. Well, needless to say, both of her sons have been in and out of jail. One of them was in jail in Pennsylvania. She lives in Florida. She goes up to Pennsylvania to help him out. Mom, save my apartment until I get out. Well, it's just a couple of months. Okay, I'll help him. And then I need a truck. There's a truck for $2,000. The mom says, I don't have $2,000. She said, all I have is my rent money. He said, I promise you, Mom, I promise you, I'm going to give it back. Long story short, the young man gets out of jail. The mom calls to ask for the money. And what does the son do? He blocks her from calling him. She writes him a letter, he doesn't answer. So she gets on Facebook. You know, Facebook is the place a lot of people go to unload their, I'll say, garbage. And she talks about her son like a dog. Everything she's done for him, using profanity, calling him all sorts of bad words. So I hit her up. I said, give me a call, please. And when she called, I said, you might want to rethink this never saying no to my children, my sons. And then we got into an in-depth conversation, and before it was over, she agreed that had she said no earlier in life, they may not be at the stage that they are today. So boundaries, discipline is necessary for children to thrive. Also, you hear people say, man, I wish I would have known how important it is too. We know that kids are supposed to respect us, but we're supposed to respect them too. And giving respect to young people is real important to them. It makes them feel valuable. They say they wish they had known the importance of being supportive to their children. understanding that different children go through different stages, and sometimes your kids are being bullied, sometimes different things are going on that you may not even be aware. But if you let the child know, I'm here for you, I'm going to support you, you know, whatever you need, feel free to come to me and I will help you with whatever it is. Tell your children that you love them. There are some people say, oh, all parents do that. No, they don't. All parents do not say the words, I love you. That's real critical when a kid is growing up to hear the words. I think I was 50 the first time I heard my mom say through her lips that she loved me. And when she said it, I was in shock. And I said, did she just say what I thought she said? Wow. So make sure you say the words to the children. I love you. I'm here for you. I got you. I don't care what you're going through. I am here. Forgiveness. People say they wish they had said those words to their children. You know, children will say, I'm sorry, Mom, you forgive me. But when our behavior is less than what it should be, do we ever apologize to them? Do we ever say, Nick, I've had a bad day. I apologize that I yelled at you. It wasn't anything you did. It was me. Because that says to our children that you're human too and that you make mistakes. And for you to apologize teaches them that, hey, when I make a mistake, I'm not going to be too proud to say I'm sorry or I apologize. Or will you forgive me? And lastly, a tip that I've learned that is just awesome when dealing with children, especially discipline or talking with them about something serious, get eye level with them. Don't stand up over them and yell and point your finger or whatever. Get on, if they're like a teenager or so, sit in a chair so that you're eye level. If it's a little one, I get on my knees so that we can still be eye to eye and I can let them know how important and serious their actions are. And what that does is it helps keep their self-esteem intact. You don't break their spirit when you're standing like you would do if you're standing over them and just yelling and, you know. We don't want them, when we correct them, to have their self-esteem lowered. We just want to call to their attention the actions that they've done and how they could have done it differently. That should be our goal when we are talking with our children and trying to get them to do the things that are right for them and that are healthy for them. And now, if you would please get ready for a meditation. If you would relax in the comfort of your homes, close your eyes, and just imagine that you're in a very special place and that you are surrounded by love. And we realize that not everyone has had a healthy relationship with their mothers. And so we would like to offer you this opportunity to release some of that pain that is surrounding you and the relationship with your mother. This meditation is based on an ancient Hawaiian prayer. It's called Ho'oponopono. And it is believed that saying these words neutralizes and eases painful memories. The words are, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. So at this very moment, imagine these words coming from the heart of your mother. Imagine your mother saying to you, I'm sorry for not being there for you when you needed me. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. I'm sorry for leaving or abandoning you at an early age. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. I'm sorry for being emotionally unavailable to you. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. Sorry for not being able to provide all your needs. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. I'm sorry for pushing my dreams on you. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. I'm sorry for not allowing you to be who you are. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. And lastly, I'm sorry for not protecting you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. And the response from the child whose heart is open and filled with love towards this mother says, "And I'm sorry that I could not understand that you were doing the very best you could at that time based on your childhood and your life experiences, and that you couldn't give me what you didn't get or were exposed to. And now that I am an adult and older, I see things through a different lens. And so I say to you, Mother, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you. Again, please forgive me. Thank you, and I love you." Thank you.